Blog Talk Radio.
I'm looking for the star right now. I wonder where you are right now.
Rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my beautiful brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, hallelujah, December the 12th, 2021. Now, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook. I'm the woman of God of this assembly. But as always, I am joined by my anointed Spirit of Life family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Gladys Manny McGee, Evangelist Kathy Horton, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and our lovely evangelist, my sister, my friend, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott. So on behalf of all of us, we just want to welcome you here to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and we truly pray that you will hear something that will uplift your spirit and bless your soul. Hallelujah. We are so glad that you're here, and we are going to get this praise party started, hallelujah, with the word of prayer with none other than Minister Gladys Manny McGee. Amen.
Amen. Morning.
Thank you.
This morning, Lord. Lord, we just thank you this morning for watching out over us as we slept last night, Father God. We didn't get any calls, emergency phone calls from any family members, friends, Lord, in distress, Father God, Lord. We just thank you for waking us up this morning on this new day, loaded with new blessings, Father God, Lord, as you have forgiven us, Father God, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for watching out over us, Father God. When we know not how to, Father God, Lord, for keeping our children, Father God, safe from all harm and danger, Father God, Lord. Lord, we just thank you this morning, Lord, for making a way, out of no way, Lord, for providing for us, Lord, Father God, Lord. We just thank you this morning that we could come together in unity, Father God, and lift up your name, Father God. Learn new words, Father God.
Learn new words, Father God, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you keep us all, Father God, on the path of righteousness, Father God,
Lord.
Let your danger come before us, Lord, and continue to bless us, Father God. Bless us with peace and love and happiness and joy, Father God, and most of all with your spirit, Father God. These things I do pray, Lord, thanking you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Joy to the world that we sing, let the angel voices ring.
Hallelujah.
Joy
glory
to the
Hallelujah and glory to God. That was Pentatonics with Joy to the World. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the woman of God, the mother of this church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and read us, do our meditational reading. But before I do that, I want everyone that is listening today to join me in wishing my mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, a beautiful and blessed belated birthday on yesterday. She celebrated her 77th birthday, and I'm just so grateful to God that my mother is still here in the land of the living with me and all of us. So please help me in wishing my beautiful mother, whom I stand in the gates and call blessed, a very happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mother.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You all. I love
happy
you.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you. Love you. I'm 77 years young.
Amen.
Amen.
Silent.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you so much. This morning, the meditational reading is entitled Continue in God's Grace. We'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, which in part reads, For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now, to the Jews, the Feast of Pentecost is a celebration of the giving of God's law. It takes place 50 days after the Passover feast. When God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, it was 50 days after they had celebrated their first Passover and come out of slavery in Egypt. But what happened after God gave them the law on the first Pentecost? 3,000 people died. You can read that in Exodus 32 and 28. Contrast this with another Pentecost in the New Testament. In the book of Acts, it says that when Pentecost had fully come, God gave not the law, but the Holy Spirit. And what happened? 3,000 people got saved. Read about that in Acts 2:41. Which goes to show that the letter, the law, kills, but the Spirit gives life. The law, which was written and engraved on stones, ministered death. It killed 3,000 people. That is why the Apostle Paul calls it the ministry of death and the ministry of condemnation, 2 Corinthians 3, 7 through 9. On the other hand, the Spirit ministered life. 3,000 people got saved. My friend, when you come under the law by trying to keep God's commandments in order to be blessed, it will lead to death. There will be deadness in your marriage, ministry, health, career, and so forth in your life. But when you depend on the Spirit of grace, it will lead to life. You will see breakthroughs and miracles. Galatians 3 and 5 tells us about that. And manifest the spirit of the fruit of the Spirit. So if you want to be blessed, make sure that you are on the right mountain. You see, the law was given on Mount Sinai, but the Spirit on Mount Zion. This is why the Bible says you have not come to the mountain Sinai, that may be touched and that burns with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, Hebrews 12:18 and verse 22. The Lord blesses you out of Zion, Psalms 128:5, and not Sinai. Beloved, by grace you have been saved through faith, Ephesians 2:8. Now continue in the spirit of grace. Remain on the right mountain, and he will continue to supply miracles in your life. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the hearers, readers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, when you depend on the Spirit of grace, you will see breakthrough, miracles, and life. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
May the day
come.
From living
peace,
so
peace on earth,
when we come. Child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true. For my child and your child too,
I'll see
my
day
of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again. Peace on earth, and it be.
Wouldn't it be a beautiful thing if all the saints of God prayed that prayer this Christmas time? Speaking of prayer, it is now prayer time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family. Hallelujah. We just come together on one accord to stand in the gap. We come lifting up our petitions, our supplications, our intercessions for those that we love and for those that we care about all over this world. So at this time, I'm going to ask our wonderful Apostle Zeta Flowers to come forth and lead us in once again in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Let us go into prayer this morning. Let us bow our hearts and heads and go to the throne of grace. Father God, we come to you this morning, first of all, thanking you for who you are. We thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you. We thank you for blessing us on this morning. Oh, God, we just praise your holy name. We lift you up, and we magnify your name. Father God, we look to you for in the behalf of others all over the world,
Lord,
this morning.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you know that there is much going on.
Yes, sir.
We lift up those, Lord, that have been attacked by these vicious tornadoes.
Yes,
and twisters.
Yes.
We lift up these states, Lord, particularly Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee,
yes,
and Connecticut, and Kentucky this morning, and any others that have been affected by these great storms over the weekend.
Yes.
We lift
yes,
them up, Lord. We know that there have been many fatalities, and we lift up those, Lord, that have been affected. We lift up the families that have lost loved ones. Lord,
yes,
we lift
Lord.
Up those that are yet under the rumbles and all of the destructiveness. We pray, Lord, that they will be found
yes.
in the name of Jesus. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes,
we pray
Lord,
for
God.
Those that have lost their entire homes. Everything
yes,
that they
yes,
have owned
yes,
is
Lord,
gone.
Yes, Lord.
We
God.
Pray for them this morning. We lift
in
them
the
up, Lord. We ask that you would move in a mighty way.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In the rebuilding, hallelujah, of their dwelling places. In the
yes.
rebuilding of businesses, hallelujah, that were lost. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, God. Move, Lord, in that factory where people are still yet not found. We pray for
yes.
them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Have your way, God, about it.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Thank Jesus.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
As we are yet comfortable in our houses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And continuing to carry out our businesses and ministries. Lord, many of these don't have it anymore. So we lift them
My
up
Lord.
This morning, asking, Lord, that you would have mercy in
yes.
the name of Jesus, in
yes.
Jesus' name. Oh, God, and those that are affected by any other natural disasters, we lift them up as well in Jesus' name. We lift up people that are in bondage.
Yes, Lord.
In bondage to sin today. We lift them up, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray that you would instill hope, oh God, in the name
yeah.
of Jesus. Hallelujah, that they will be free. Hallelujah, that they can know and
yeah.
realize that by accepting Christ Jesus, hallelujah, they can be free. In
yeah.
Jesus' name, they can be forgiven. Oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
They can be delivered. And so we ask that
yes.
you would move in that way as well. In the name of Jesus, we lift up those that are in bondage to in prisons and juvenile halls and jails.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Lift them
touch
up this morning
Jesus.
Asking, Lord, that you would move through these places in the name of Jesus, that you will send the right ones. Lord, raise up the leaders that are Christians. Hallelujah,
yes,
that
Lord.
They may touch these ones in the name of Jesus. Oh, do it, God, in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Oh, and these young people, hallelujah, that feel like there is no hope for them. We ask,
My
Lord,
Lord,
that there will be a stirring among them, Lord, in Jesus' name, that they will be desiring to be saved, desiring to give their lives over to you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we lift up families everywhere that you would
yes,
look
Lord.
On your family. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they will be taught, hallelujah. Oh, God, about you. In Jesus'
yes.
name,
yes.
that they
yes.
will, hallelujah, raise up. Parents will raise up and teach Yes. Hallelujah, their children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will care. Hallelujah. That they will be loving parents in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Grandparents,
yes,
as well,
yes,
in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for those that are sick and shut in their homes, in
yes,
hospitals, hallelujah, in nursing homes, all over,
yes,
the world.
Lord.
In Jesus' name. In
touch,
the name,
Father,
of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We come against the plagues, hallelujah, that are yet plaguing your people. We come against
my
these
Lord.
New viruses. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the
yes,
name
Lord
of Jesus.
God.
Oh, God. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, for hope in these situations as well. In
yes,
the name
Lord
of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that they will be healed, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that there will be no spreading, continuing spreading of the diseases in the name of
yes,
Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, God,
thank
we
you,
pray, Lord,
Lord,
that you will move mightily in this situation.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus, that you will handle it, Lord. Hallelujah, that you
mm-hmm,
will move, that you will step in the name of
yes,
Jesus. Oh, God,
yes,
hallelujah. We know your mighty works, Lord.
Yes.
We're depending on you. Oh,
yes,
God, we know what you can and we know what you will do. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we pray this morning for miracles. We pray
yes,
for healing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
pray
Lord,
for breakthroughs in all
yes,
kinds
hallelujah,
of situations
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in
Lord,
Jesus'
thank
name,
you, Master.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We pray for financial blessings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Among your people. In the name of
yes,
Jesus. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. We lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus. All over
yes,
the world. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Those that are without food, we pray that you will, they will be fed in the
yes,
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God. We lift
yes,
them up,
Jesus,
Lord. People are starving
right
across
now,
the nation in different places. We pray for mercy.
Yes,
we pray
Jesus,
for the persecuted Christians. We lift
yes,
them up today.
Yes.
We lift
right
them
now,
up,
Lord
the
God,
leaders, persecuted
strength,
leaders,
Lord,
pastors, hallelujah, damn, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, protect
yes,
them, Lord. Let your mighty
yes,
hand
Lord,
of protection be upon them and those that they minister to. Hallelujah,
yes,
that you will
Lord,
continue to bless and hide those away from those that would hurt them, bring
yes,
harm
Lord,
upon them.
Please, sir.
We come against that in
have
Jesus'
mercy,
name.
Father.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak freedom. Freedom.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
for those
Lord,
that don't have it. We speak freedom
yes,
this
Lord,
morning. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All
yes,
over the nation.
Yes.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord,
Jesus. Oh, God. We lift up the Spirit of Life ministry this morning.
God
we lift
you,
up Bishop Sherlene Cook this morning.
Yes.
Oh, God, we
thank
lift
you,
up those
yes,
that are listening in
yes,
this
Lord,
morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Those that are have come to be a part in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
We
thank
lift
you,
them
Jesus,
up in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes,
if there
Lord,
is any sick among us, Lord, we ask
touch
for
Jesus,
your healing yes, virtues, your healing yes, power this
morning. Right now, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, those that are down this morning, we pray that you would raise them up.
Lift
in
them
the name
up,
of
Lord,
Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We pray that you will bless the message this morning, that the anointed
yes,
message will flow mm-hmm, this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus'
hallelujah,
name.
God.
And that will have, that
thank
it will
you,
have a great impact upon your listening ears, the listening ears this morning, that they will be
thank
touched,
you, Jesus,
that they will be saved, that their lives will be changed. In Jesus'
yes,
holy and righteous name, amen. We thank
ooh,
you, Lord,
amen,
your hand
hallelujah,
of protection
amen,
over
amen,
Bishop Sherlene
Cook.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody.
In Jesus'
amen,
name, thank you for watching over us, keeping us safe. Amen
yeah,
and amen.
Yeah. right. Shepherds stay out on the hill, watching their lying still. They got on the camel and began to ride. Didn't know how far, didn't know how wide. Followed the star to a deeper star. They found the greatest gift of all. At the real meaning of Christmas. Dog and mom.
Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. So please retrieve your Bibles if you haven't already done so. Hallelujah. Get something to write with and to write on. Today's focal scripture will be coming from Romans 12, verse 2, very familiar passage of scripture, and also James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Once again, that's Romans 12, verse 2, and James chapter 1, verse 26 through 27. Amen?
Amen.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come now before your throne of grace, just asking that you remove me from self, Lord. Empty me so that you might step into this yielded body of clay and speak directly to your children. Lord, I pray that you use this message to edify, to empower, and to equip your saints for the work of the ministry. And Lord, I pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that today they would come to you asking you to be their Lord and their Savior. It is in your beautiful, precious, mighty name I do pray all things. Amen and amen. First and foremost, before I get started, I just want to say I am so blessed. I feel so blessed to be bringing you this message this morning from the beautiful state of California. I am home for the holidays, so I'm just praising God this morning, and we're going to get into it right now. You know, one of the coolest things about the holiday season to me is the abundance of chocolate. Okay. Now, I know if we were to keep it really real up in here, that somebody up in here besides me really likes chocolate. Okay. So before we get into the word, I want to offer you some rules for chocolate this season. Okay, this is the rules of chocolate, children. Now, if you melted chocolate all over your hands, you're eating it too slowly. Chocolate-covered raisins, cherries, orange slices, and strawberries, they all count as fruit. So eat as many as you like. Here's the problem. How to get 2 pounds of chocolate home from the store in a hot car. Here's the solution. Eat it in the parking lot. Yes, indeed. A nice box of chocolates can provide your total daily intake of calories in one place. Now, isn't that handy? Now, if you can't eat all your chocolate, it will keep in the freezer. But if you can't eat all your chocolate and you're a chocolate lover, what's wrong with you? And what do we call equal amounts of dark chocolate and white chocolate? We call that a balanced diet. You see, chocolate has many preservatives. They help you make you, and preservatives make you look younger. So put eat chocolate at the top of your to-do list this holiday season. And that way, at least you know you have done one thing for yourself this holiday season. But now today, we will continue our look at what we can give Jesus for Christmas, with the idea that Christmas is so much more than the holiday decorations, the Christmas carols, and the Santa Clauses. No, we operate with the understanding that Jesus is the reason for the season. Now, I've said that, and although we are followers of Christ, there doesn't seem to be much difference between how we do the holiday and the way the rest of the world does it. So, but I think it shouldn't be that way. The world should be able to look at us and look at our celebration of the birth of Jesus and see something different. So today, I want to talk to you about, once again, about giving Jesus gifts that he wants. Last week, we talked about giving him the only gift he's ever wanted, and that's you. So if we give Jesus us, then we need to be prepared to do Christmas differently. So our theme verse for today is Romans 12:2, and I'm reading from the NIV version. And it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You see, going about Christmas the way the rest of the world does it isn't honoring God. Christians need to do things differently, in the hopes of shining the light of truth to those who need to hear the message of Christ and Christmas. Listen to this. Now, this is typical of a last-minute Christmas shopper. You see, this mother was running furiously from store to store, and suddenly she became aware that the pudgy little hand of her 3-year-old son was no longer in her own. And in a panic, she retraced her steps And she found him standing with his little nose pressed flatly against a frosty window. You see, he was gazing at a manger scene. And hearing his mother's near hysterical call, he turned and shouted with innocent glee, "Look, Mommy, it's Jesus, baby Jesus in the hay." Now, with obvious indifference to his joy and wonder, the mother impatiently jerked him away, saying, "We don't have time for that."
Oh.
The passage that forms the basis for our time together this morning is James 1, 26 through 27. And the word of God reads, "If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." Now, I'd like to use this passage to show you three ways that we, as God's children, can give him a gift that keeps on giving by doing Christmas differently this year and every year to come. First, we need to take a realistic look at ourselves and our faith. You see, the word says if anyone considers himself religious. Romans 12 and 3 says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, it says, "Be honest in your estimate of yourselves, measuring your value by how much faith God has given you." Beloved, here's two extremes to avoid. The first is thinking too highly of yourself. You might think you're some sort of spiritual giant or spiritual guru, but you would be mistaken in most cases. You see, pride is the only disease known to man that makes everyone sick except the one who has it. Go figure. And you know what? Pastors aren't exempt from pride. Maybe you've heard about the pastor who found a shoebox in the closet, opened it up and found strange contents. Inside was an egg carton with 5 eggs inside. Next to the eggs was a stack of bills that totaled over $10,000. Now, as soon as the man's wife walked through the door, he stopped her to ask if she knew anything about this odd combination. And the lady said, "Yes, dear. After we got married, I decided that after every sermon you preached, if it was a bad one, I would put an egg in this shoebox." Now, the preacher thought with pride about all the years they had been married and that only 5 eggs were in the box. And then he looked at her and said, "But honey, what about the $10,000? To which his wife responded, "Oh, well, every time I got a dozen of eggs, I sold them." Be careful of thinking yourself more confident than you ought. Listen to these words from 1 Peter 5, 5 through 6. It says, "All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time." Now, here's something to think about. Have you ever known somebody that was proud of being humble? Come on, saints. Let me tell you something. Pride and humility don't go together. You see, it just doesn't happen. But you know what? There's another extreme we need to avoid, and that is the extreme of thinking too lowly of ourselves. There's also danger in that. Do you know what a life verse is? A life verse is a verse or a passage that someone picks as kind of the goal of guiding a scripture for their lives. I have several, my first being Romans 12, 1 and 2, which is the calling scripture of this ministry. And the second is Luke 8:15, where the word of God reads, "But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop." Now, if someone were to ask me what my life verse is and what I want to have God do in my life, I think that these scriptures would pretty much sum it up. Now, let me give you a very dangerous life verse for yourself, which is Psalms 22:6. "But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by people." Now, if that's your life verse, I came to tell you this morning, you got a problem. Look, if you're a person who struggles with having a healthy self-image, let me suggest that you take the time to read and meditate through Psalms 139 and Isaiah 40. These are just two awesome passages to talk about how God knows and cares for you intimately. Another great place to read Jesus' word on this matter is Matthew 6, where Jesus says that the very hairs on our head are numbered by God. You see, my beloved, you are not a worm. You are created in the image of God himself, and he loves you with an immeasurable love. Scripture is full of affirmations of people and individuals. But here's the bottom line here. If we want to give God the kind of gifts that he wants, then we need to develop a healthy, biblical self-image. And we will avoid the traps of pride, either by thinking too highly of ourselves or thinking too lowly. And then our expressions of our faith in word and deed will be genuine, not hollow, not shallow, or forced. Now let's think just for a moment about our faith, since we should always be examining that anyway. Ask yourself, do I have a biblical faith? The kind of faith that starts in Jesus, continues in faith in Jesus, marked by my loving obedience to him and his word? Or is it the kind of faith the rest of the world has? You know, that convenient Sunday morning, unless something better comes up before church, then God can wait until next Sunday kind of faith. That's not going to have any impact on how you live or anyone around you lives for the rest of the week. So I hope it's the first kind. Remember, we're not supposed to do things like the rest of the world, right? So show them this Christmas how real faith makes a difference in our lives and in the lives of others. I know you're thinking, well, Bishop, this is kind of far-fetched, so what does this have to do with Christmas? Well, I'm going to tell you what it has to do with Christmas. Just this. When you get a glimpse of how God views you, then you can better appreciate the fact that Jesus came to earth to save not just mankind, but you as an individual. And when you understand that, oh, hallelujah, you can celebrate Christmas with a greater authenticity, which is pleasing to God. When you think about the fact that Jesus laid down his deity, the word of God says, in the fullness of time, he laid down his deity. He allowed himself to be born of a woman. He dawned fresh. He was Emmanuel, God with us. And he came down here, beloved, to die for your sin and for mine. So in order to do Christmas differently, we must take a realistic look at ourselves and our faith, and the next thing we need to know how to do is hold our tongue. Because the word of God says if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Now, this doesn't mean to not speak, but rather that you not affect others with your gossip, your slander, your backbiting, your griping, or your complaining. The Bible says these things are not only not nice, they are poisonous. And who wants to sit around deliberately drinking in poison? Who needs that? Who needs to be poisoning their own spirit? And you know what? When our spirits are poisoned, we poison other people's spirit as well. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't have the right. I don't have the right. No Christian has the right to walk around poisoning other people's spirits, murdering other people's characters with their tongue, tearing down other people with their criticism. We don't have that right. But let me give you a hint of what might help here rather than focusing on avoiding harmful speech. Concentrate instead on putting out positive speech. And when you do that, you find out that it's not so hard after all. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And if you're not careful, you might just make speaking positive, speaking life, a habit. Huh. Glory to God. Real bummer, huh? You know, you ought to try it. Now, I've shared this story in a sermon before, but I think it fits here because this pastor tells a story about when he was in college. And there was a young girl in the marching band who nobody seemed to like. They said she was loud, obnoxious, and generally made a fool of herself. And so he watched. And you know what? They were right. She was all of those things. And so he found himself drifting away from her. And the sad thing was, she had been a friend of his since before college. She was from a nearby high school, and they had met at various music events, and they had got along splendidly and hung out together at these events. And then when he got to college, he found himself not wanting to be around her. But he says that one day God got a hold of him and said, you know, Brian, she was no different when you knew her in high school than she is now. Yet you focused on the positives, and you had a positive relationship. Now you're focusing on the negative, and you have a negative relationship. Oh, don't you hate it when God just shows up and speaks to your little spirit sometimes? Hallelujah. You see, Brian had a choice to make, and he decided that he would make an intentional effort to be the kind of friend that this young lady needed him to be, regardless of what others thought. And he did something else. He made a conscious decision to not join in the negative talk about her. And not just that, he made a conscious decision to talk well of her to those guys. Now, can you imagine the looks that this brother got from his friends? I bet you they was looking at him like, okay, what planet are you from, and what did you do with our friend Brian? But we have got to focus on the positive. Winston Churchill once asked, doesn't it thrill you to know that every time you make a speech, the hall is packed to overflowing? It's quite flattering, replied Sir Winston. But whenever I feel that way, I always remember that if instead of making a political speech, I was being hanged, the crowd would be twice as big. Let me tell you something real quick. This whole issue of holding your tongue and concentrating on the positive doesn't mean putting on some happy plastic smile. Because, you see, some people are genuinely sad during the holidays.
And they should not be made to feel guilty for that. They should feel free to grieve and to mourn if that's what they need to do, because it's okay. At the same time, I don't think you need to feel obligated to be to feeling bad during the holidays. Because some people, they actually feel guilty about having a good time during the holidays after they've lost a loved one, especially if it's recent. But I came to tell you today, you need to feel free to enjoy yourself and to laugh. There is no guilt in that, because it brings healing. The word of God declares that laughter is as good medicine. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We need to laugh. We need to smile. We need, hallelujah, to rejoice in all things and at all times. But I think holding your tongue also means that you don't offer fake, hear me now, fake religious speech meant to mask where your heart really is concerning Christmas and God in general. We talked about that last week. So we're going to move on. So what does holding your tongue have to do with Christmas, Bishop Cook? Just this. Your tongue can make the difference whether or not someone will enjoy the holidays this Christmas season. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you're the kind of person who is always complaining or griping, then you are downer to others in their celebration of what should be a most joyous celebration. On the other hand, if you're the kind of person who is always encouraging, speaking positively, and speaking love and grace into the lives of others, hey, you're an upper to others, helping people come to the point where they can once again enjoy the holidays, and enhancing and amplifying the enjoyment of others is a thing that pleases God to no end. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord just loves that. It just makes his heart smile. In going about doing Christmas differently, we need to take a realistic look at ourselves and our faith. We need to hold our tongue. And lastly, we need to exercise real religion. Not that busy church work, but real religion. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless as this: to look after the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So I know you're thinking, okay, Bishop, what's up? What's this got to do with celebrating Christmas differently? Well, Christmas is a religious holiday, is it not? So shouldn't the church be the bastion of religion, not to be at the forefront of bringing pure and faultless religion? I think it should. Shouldn't we be the ones, as I said, telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help us, Lord Jesus, for his glory, for his purpose. Don't you think? Don't you think?
Amen.
I think we should be. You know, but for us to really investigate that, we need to get a good definition of religion. So let me see if I can give you one that I think is a biblical definition of what religion is, at least as it applies to how we relate it into the world that we in the world that we live in today. I have this. I'm going to have this this definition started for you, and you can put it in your note-taking guide. Religion, hear me now, is not church or even faith. Religion is not church or even faith, but religion is the outward expression of that inward faith. You see, if you claim to be a religious person or you claim to be a part of the Christian religion, then it is supposed to show in your words
and in your deed. James says, without faith, without actions, your faith is dead. So, don't you think that's valid? Society would say that this is not right, that your faith is personal, and you should keep your religion to yourself. But I've said it before, and you can count on me saying it forevermore. Your faith in Christ should be personal, but it cannot be private, okay? Hallelujah. Because if you're in an up-close personal relationship with the Most High God, you're going to have to tell somebody, because God is going to be so good to you, so loving to you, so kind to you. You're going to have so much joy and peace. You're going to have to go tell somebody. You see, Jesus is very clear that his followers are to speak his name and act in his name in ways that impact other people. But I want to say this as well. We don't do that in an in-your-face kind of way, please. But rather, we need to do it in ways that tell people that we have a genuine, valid, healthy, authentic love for Jesus. From our passage this morning, I find two ways we can express this real religion, this real faith in Christ to the world. One, we can look after the less fortunate. I don't know about you, but I'm willing to guess that widows and orphans are among the less fortunate in the world. How about you? Because in Jesus' day, orphans and widows had to fend for themselves many times. Thankfully, conditions are generally better in our day and time, at least here in the United States. But does that nullify our need to minister to these people? No, it does not let us off the hook. You see, the Lord did not call agencies or institutions to take care of his people. God called his people to take care of his people. So we should be picking up the mantle. So let me give you a couple of suggestions of what, you know, you might take to heart in considering how to look out after the less fortunate. First of all, you can consider giving to faith-based organizations or food pantries. Give money, groceries, time, or whatever God would have you do. And I would also suggest that you would look around and find some of those agencies and those people, those faith-based organizations that don't have people already pouring into them, that don't have government grants, that don't have, a lot of people don't always know that they're out there. So I would ask that you consider finding those agencies and bringing them to the forefront or blessing them to do things. Then you can pray. The most loving thing you can do for anybody this Christmas season and any time is to pray.
Yes.
You know, you can just sit this Christmas season and call up people from your church or your community and just say, you know what? Look, I just wanted to call you and let you know I'm thinking about you this holiday season. You know, I just called you to let you know that Jesus loves you and you are not alone. Maybe you might want to invite one of the elders over for dinner, for Christmas dinner, or maybe you want to go out and feed the homeless with one of the faith-based organizations. But those are the kind of things that pleases Jesus. Those are the kind of gifts that Jesus wants. Those are the things that shows Jesus that we're doing Christmas differently, not as the world does Christmas, but as the way, because Christmas is the way we live. It's not just about the way we celebrate the holiday. We should invite people to take part in our holiday celebrations. I mean, you know, how hard is it to get somebody a little gift, you know, that you think they will enjoy? But when you get them to give, make sure that they don't feel obligated, like they have to bring something in return. Don't even tell them about it. Invite them over to dinner. Give them the gift. Hallelujah. They're already there. Bless them. And just let them feel the love. Because, see, we can give Jesus the gift of our love and doing Christmas the right way every day when we do things for others without expecting anything in return.
Amen.
Now, those are just a few ideals. And I'm sure you can think of them, of some more. And the second way we can express real religion is to keep free from adopting the world's mindset. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we discuss this at length here all the time because we are known as the transformation station. So let me just say that one of the things that we stand out in the crowd is by putting the emphasis of Christmas on Jesus. Not on Santa Claus, not on the three wise men, not on Rudolph, not on the little drummer boy, but Jesus. And Jesus alone is at the heart of Christmas.
Amen.
The spirit of Christmas in America is generally characterized by greed and materialism. So don't let that characterize you as you observe Christmas. Don't get so caught up in doing Christmas and conforming to what the world says. Oh, well, you know, if that grandmother going to give grandbaby this gift, then I'm going to have to give grandbaby this gift over here because I want my gift to be seen as more important as that grandmama gift.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Yes.
You just remove all the glory out of that. Don't do that. We have to do Christmas differently. Do Christmas differently by getting a realistic view of ourselves. Get a realistic view of our faith. Do Christmas differently by holding our tongue and speaking life instead of negativity. We should promote, hallelujah, accentuate the positive, and let all that negative go. We have to exercise real religion, not just during the Christmas holiday, but every day. Have you heard the story about the two middle-aged women who were out on a Christmas shopping spree? They had purchased many gifts, and they had dozens of packages stuffed into the trunk of the car. And as they were driving home, they passed by a local church where the caretaker was assembling the illuminated nativity scene on the front lawn and putting up other decorations. The church sign invited the community to annual Christmas Eve service. One of the women said to the other, "Why does the church try to take over everything? Look at that church trying to horn in on Christmas." Hello? Hello, lady. It's his birthday. The church, the head of the church, hallelujah, the cornerstone, the one that the builders rejected. Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, that's who we're celebrating. If anybody should be celebrating Christmas the way Jesus wants Christmas celebrating, the church should. And
yes,
we should do it more often, like every day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, saints, you know, Christmas is only a few weeks away. But remember when in the Peanut cartoons, Snoopy would hold up a sign saying only X amount of shopping days until Christmas? Well, it was a bigger deal back then because shopping wasn't generally done on Sunday. Remember when the stores used to be closed on Sunday, saints?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. For the next few weeks leading up to Christmas, you can make a difference in somebody's life by doing Christmas differently. You can make a difference by loving others, showing them the love of Christ, this Christmas season, showing them who you serve this Christmas season. Will you do it? Will you spend time with God to assess your spiritual condition? Will you spend time with God to evaluate your speech pattern and ask him to redeem them for his glory? Will you spend time with God asking him to help you to express an authentic love for Jesus in a way that tells other people that your faith is live, it's not Memorex? Will you live in a way that tells others your faith is real and not plastic? Today, saints of God, I beseech you to make a difference by doing Christmas differently. Not just today, but every day of the year. Just as Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, we too are his gifts. And we are to be continually giving back to him. Giving him all of ourselves. Not holding anything back from the Lord. Allowing him to use all of our time, use our time, our talents. He can have our money. It all belongs to him anyway. We want to do Christmas differently. We want to live Christ Mass, which in Mass in Spanish means more. We want to live Christ Mass every day and in every way so that Jesus and Jesus alone will get the glory. And right now, saints of God, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, with he whom birth we are celebrating during this season, then again, I beseech you to give you the only gift that Jesus ever wants, and that's you. So right now, I'm going to ask that Evangelist Michelle Scott come forth, and I want you to listen to her as she extends an invitation to you, not to a church, not to a ministry, but she is going to invite you into a relationship with Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Evangelist Amen. Scott, please come forth. Amen, and to God be the glory.
Thank you, Bishop. All you need to say is, Heavenly Father, God Almighty, I come humbly and sorrowful, aware of all of my sins and ready to repent. Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned before you. Wash away my sins. Father God, purify me and help me to turn from my sin. Lead me to walk in your way instead of my own, leaving behind my own life, my old life, and starting a new life in you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you for your love, Father God. Thank you for forgiving me, and thank you for giving me new life in you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah,
I am
Lord.
A sinner. And I
yes.
thank you for forgiving me of my sins. And I thank you for washing me clean and for
yes.
purifying me and for turning
yes.
me from my
yes.
old ways of sin and leading me and helping me to walk in your way instead, Father God. I just ask God to just come into your life and just fill you up with all of his love. And just believe me, brothers and sisters in Christ, he will do it. And if you
yes.
do this, be just sincere, asking him to forgive you of your sins, and God will come in and just say that I believe that you hung, bled, and died on that cross, Father
yes,
God, for
Lord.
My sins, for me.
Yes.
You are special at this time. And you just say, Lord, you did it for me, and I thank you, Father God.
Yes,
and,
Jesus.
And then you say, you know what you say to him? You say, Lord, I love you, and I thank
yes.
you for forgiving me.
I commend my life to you right now. And yes, you will fall down sometimes, but you can repent to him. And when you repent, all you're doing is asking forgiveness. And guess what? He will wipe your slate clean again. And you can start all over again in Jesus Christ. That's the goodness of this relationship. When we fall down, we can get back up again. And but
Hallelujah.
When we get back up again, we get back up in Jesus Christ. It feels good to be in the family of the Lord. Just know that he died for you. And tell him that you love him and that you're going to live for him. And he'll be there for you. And then you say, in Jesus Christ, I pray and ask it all. That's your stamp to know that it gets straight to
your heart. Hallelujah. Say that, sis.
In Jesus Christ, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with my dear sister, we just all want to say to you as a family, welcome to the family of God. And we pray that you will begin to study to show yourself approved by reading your Bible, asking the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and give you understanding and reveal to you the things of God. Hallelujah, so that you can live an abundant life right now. Hallelujah, that you, so that you might find your place in him, so that you know that you are walking in his good and perfect will for your life. Hallelujah. Now, if you are in this morning, I have allotted extra time because it is the holiday season, and I really want to give the servant leaders a time. If now was ever a time to minister and to proclaim Jesus, now is the time. So this morning what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that if you are in the sanctuary this morning and you would like to have a word, you would like to wish everyone a happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Hallelujah, Happy New Year. If you would kindly press 1 on your keypad, on your telephone, that will let me know that you are ready to join our praise party this morning. But in the meantime and in between time, I'm going to go through the house, Hallelujah, and I'm going to ask each of our anointed servant leaders to have a word. So Minister Tina Brown, come on in the room.
Good morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop, so much for that beautiful message teaching us to be able to Jesus is the reason for the season, and he only wants us for Christmas. He doesn't want any gifts. He doesn't want anything like that. And us being humble, keeping humble is so important without being prideful and not boasting about it and bragging about it and things like that. And that's just, I really enjoyed hearing that. And I just thank you so much, Bishop. I'm sorry, I'm kind of, my brain's a little foggy right now, but just getting over being very ill. So
that's all right, beloved. We're praying for you too.
So it was so right on and what I needed to hear. So thank you. I love you.
God bless you. We love you. And I will be able to see you soon, dear sister, to touch and agree with you on that healing. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. All right, now, Apostle Zeta, come on. I know you got some testimony. Come on in the room.
Yes.
All right, we going to move. I don't. She must be having technical difficulties.
Okay,
that's all right.
I'm on. I was trying to get my mute button off.
All right, thank God. Go ahead, Apostle Zeta. I'm sorry if I caught you off guard.
No, you didn't. It's just that
I
was muted for that moment. Yes. All right.
Ma'am.
Praise God. Wow. This is a beautiful time of season. But you know, many of us celebrate Christmas every day, because it's all about our King Jesus. So I just want to encourage everybody today to remember, just remember who is heading this season, who is heading our lives.
Yes,
and,
come on.
And we need to just focus on him, honor him in every way,
lift him up, tell others about him, as others have said previously. And I love what Minister Tina said. He wants us. He wants us more than anything. We are who he died for, and so he wants us. And so we need to surrender. And I'm talking about those of us that are saved as well as the unsaved. He wants us to totally surrender our lives over to him in every way so that he can use us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
I just
thank, praise God today. I thank him for my salvation. I thank him for saving me. And I thank him for instilling in me, praise God, that we are to instill in others Jesus Christ so that the world can know who he is.
Well,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. That was beautiful. Just everything has been so beautiful. Now we have area code 510. The last four digits of your phone number is 5352. God bless you. You are present in the worship service. Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. So this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am ever so grateful to be on the prayer line on this morning. I am ever so grateful that God has separated me from the world. And I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I thank God because this is his season. I thank God because he keep renewing my mind and he keep holding
on
to me and he keep keeping me away from the devils who's trying to step on me and destroy me. I'm ever so grateful because without God, I could not be where I am today. I'm like the tree planted by the rivers of water that I shall not be moved. Anytime that the devil comes to eat you up, you better pray to God and know that God is with you and he is for you. It's the anointing that destroys the yokes of bondages and bring us out of darkness over into the marvelous light. I am ever so grateful when I feel lonely and I'm in my secret place that God is still in directing my steps and ordering me in his way. I am ever so grateful for this line on this morning. I thank God because he didn't have to wake me up and he made the deaf angels behave. I'm grateful this morning because he said the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Give God
everything that you got. He's going to watch over you. He's going to protect you. He's going to order your steps. He's going to guide you. And nothing else can separate you from the love of God. And I wish all you ladies on this prayer line a wonderful and happy and merry, merry Christmas through our Christ Jesus, who is our Lord.
Oh, God bless
Amen.
You. We love you. We love you back. We love you right back.
Love you too.
Hallelujah. We love you right back, sis. All right. Hallelujah. Minister Gladys, hallelujah. Come on back in and have a word this morning because I know you got a word in your spirit.
Hallelujah. Just
thanking
God. Thanking God for today. Thanking God for how he's made a way.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Just knowing that this holiday season is for Jesus, for us to give our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, to lay down something for Jesus.
Yes.
To live,
look
to Jesus.
Come on now.
I just thank God.
Thank God
for what he's doing in all of our lives.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He's showing us how to live. And to live righteously. How the
have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord.
I thank God
for what he's doing.
I thank God for this ministry.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father,
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I thank you for this ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, it ministers to the sick, to the shed, to those that are in bondage in their lives, Lord. In
we thank you.
Just tune in to the radio church.
Yes, Lord. God.
You'll get a blessing. I just thank God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, you will.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your holy name, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
It's every day.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, man.
It's Christmas
every day.
Come on. It's Christmas every day. Come on now.
Yes,
Lord. I thank God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
blessings
you, Lord.
To all. May all have a wonderful,
hallelujah.
Wonderful, Merry Christmas. and renew.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room, and that will be followed by Evangelist Michelle. So come on, we're going to keep this praise party going. Come on in the room.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. That's all you need to do.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to try to find the little kids
who are
hearing.
Thankful for.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Marcia will be here pretty soon, so I got to hurry myself up.
Another birthday, but soon, if it's your will, I'll see another Christmas.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Be able to praise you for your daughter.
Yes,
son,
Lord God.
Born and was raised and went to the grave, came back from
thank
the
you, Lord God.
Death, and he died. And I say, make it real personal, just for me. And I
thank
tell
you,
you
Lord
sometimes
God.
I say that not out of pride, but I say that because I don't know who has and who has not accepted his work on, finished work on
oh,
the cross.
God.
But I know I accept him and I thank him for it. And
thank
I'm grateful for it because he saved me. He is my salvation.
Hallelujah,
my
Spirit
Lord
of God.
And
yes,
and
God.
The lily of the valley. And
yes,
I'm like
Lord,
that
I
one who said, I'm like that old
thank
tree
you,
planted by the rivers of water. And I
yes,
shall
not
you.
Be moved.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank
amen.
You.
Evangelist Michelle, come on in and get the shout on, honey.
I think I want to say thank you for reminding us not to
yes,
be
sir.
Selfish during this
yes,
time
sir.
Of year. We need to humble ourselves
yes,
and be
sir.
Mindful of the
yes.
way we speak and talk and just hold our mannerism towards others because people are suffering during this time of year.
Yes, Lord.
The things that we
yeah.
can say are deep and trigger people to hurt themselves.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
So they're missing loved ones and things of that nature. So I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my spiritualized
thank
family.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm thankful
love you.
For everybody that's here today on the line, for everybody on the line's health and strength. I'm thankful for the love that we give to one another. You can
yes,
see
Jesus.
It. I want the listeners to know that you too can be a part of this loving and generous, heartfelt family. I want
yes.
everybody to know
yes.
that God is
yes.
real and he's
come
ready
on.
To welcome
come
you
on.
Into his family. There's room enough at the table for everybody.
Yes.
The table
yes.
can never
yes.
be crowded.
Yes,
the table of God can never be crowded. There's
oh,
always
God.
Room at the table of God. So just come on, be welcomed, know that you're welcome, and we love you here. I'm so thankful to God how he has been touching and blessing me and just illuminating my mind to the things that I thought that I couldn't do, or the devil was trying to convince me that I couldn't do. I'm thankful that I'm more stronger today
oh,
than
God.
I was.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a more
yes,
person
Lord.
Than I was on yesterday.
Yes.
So I just thank you guys for your love and your prayers and your kindness towards me and my family. I thank you, Bishop Cook, for always being there for us, loving and uplifting us, and know
yes.
that I'm waiting on my rock and my hug. God bless
yes,
you.
Lord.
I know that's right.
Thank you, Lord.
And you shall receive
thank
it, dear
you.
Sister. You shall receive it. Hallelujah. Thanks,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
I just want to say this to you this morning. I praise my Lord and Savior Jesus.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I know that I have passed from death to life.
Yes.
And it wasn't because I was so smart.
Come on now.
Or because I was so good.
Oh, God.
But it
yes.
was because my God loves me.
Yes.
And
yes.
he's faithful.
Yes.
It's because my God saw my potential.
Yes.
When I couldn't.
Yes.
It's because my God loved me so much.
Thank you, Lord.
That he set me up
yes.
on a high place.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
And he talks
yes.
to me. He walks with me and he talks
oh,
to
God.
Me.
Thank yes. you, Jesus.
And he tells me I am his own. And
yes.
he reminds me of who he is and
yes.
what he has already done.
Yes.
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 And this Christmas season,
I want you to give yourself the greatest gift that you could ever give yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the gift of Jesus Christ in your life.
And his love. Yeah.
That's the gift of receiving his unconditional love in your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
Jesus
you, Lord.
Is the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah.
And when you came into the family this morning, let me tell you how loving our Jesus is. Yeah. He was standing at your door. Okay?
Yes,
and this morning when you said, come on in.
Yes, Lord.
He was the wonderful, awesome, mighty welcome wagon that he is.
Yes.
He had this big, honey, he got a table. He already set a table for you.
Yeah.
With your stuff on it. Nobody else's stuff, your stuff.
Yes.
He's already making a way.
Yes.
He's already beginning to train you up. He's already. See, that's the wonderful thing about God. We don't have to wait until. Because we serve it right now, God. Huh?
Yeah.
We don't have to go to God like, well, Lord, you know, I know this season, some of you, you're like, well, Lord, you know, I'm not quite ready to lay them cigarettes down, or I'm not quite ready to lay that bottle down, or I'm not quite ready to stop cussing yet, and I'll come, but I'll come to you now when I'm ready. No.
Thank you, Lord God.
No. You don't wait till you're ready. You come to Jesus right now and let him make you ready.
Yeah.
You come to Jesus as you are and let him clean you up.
Yeah.
Clean you out. Make you over.
Yeah.
Creating you a clean heart. Renewing you a right spirit. Cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
Make you a new creation.
Thank you, Lord God.
So I come praising God today.
Thank
for
you, Jesus.
All the beautiful saints that are present, all the wonderful, humble, anointed servant leaders present here today that come out faithfully, not for form or fashion, but for Jesus. They come out every week faithfully.
Yes,
not to say they're on a global broadcast network. No. They come out every week because they want everybody to know that they are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They come out every week faithfully to let the people around the world hear what it sounds like to pray with a fervent heart. They come out,
Lord.
Thank you.
And they let the people of God hear what it sounds like to just praise God for another day.
Yes.
Because there's so much going on in this world right now.
Yes.
People who have been the elect, or even the elect are being deceived. Even the elect are being told they're losing their mind. Even the elect are being told, no, go ahead on and jump out there and try to do it in your own strength.
Come on now.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
So if there was ever a time for those of us that are sold out, I'm talking about, see, all those of us that are bona fide, qualified, certified, sold out, stoned down.
Children
of the Most High God.
Yeah.
We need to stand. And we need to do things differently. Not according to the world opinion.
But of God.
But according to what pleases God.
Yeah.
And so I praise God for each one of you anointed servants because, see, you're not serving. They don't serve me. They're serving God.
Yes.
We're all serving God together.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
I don't have subordinates here. There are no subordinates in Spirit Alive. We are all co-laborers in the ministry of Christ Jesus, okay?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay, you might tune in and you might not know who's going to preach, okay? Because I don't believe in preaching everybody. He has sent all these anointed, faithful servant leaders over here, and I'm going to sit up and just let them listen to me every week. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do it.
Amen.
So I praise God for each and every one of you. I pray that you will truly give God the only thing that he wants this Christmas is you.
Amen.
Today we talked about doing Christmas right.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to go a little deeper because we're going to talk about living Christmas. Right.
Yeah.
So I just pray to God that for all of you that are listening, that you were truly blessed on today, that you heard something that encouraged your heart, uplifted your spirit, and truly blessed your soul. I want to thank you and just know that you can hear these anointed servant leaders on various programs throughout the week here on every week here on the Spirit Alive Network, except the month of December. I have given them all put them all on hiatus because they are so faithful. They do work hard. They don't just phone it in.
Amen.
They show up.
Amen.
To give God their all.
Yeah.
Every week. You know, they don't have that kind of well, let me see if something better comes up before church starts kind of faith.
Mm.
See, they're the kind of folk they want to tell somebody about Jesus in and out of season.
Yeah.
They want to tell somebody about Jesus during the football game, huh? They're the type of people that's going to tell you about Jesus before they go to the car show, before they go on vacations, before they worry about anything else.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, these are the kind of people that will always be trying to figure out how they're going to incorporate more Jesus into what they're doing.
Amen.
Now, that don't make you feel good about your spiritual family. Nothing will.
All right, now.
So thank some God. I'm not boasting. I'm not an undercover narcissist. I am humbled. I am blessed.
Yes.
I can't believe that God is continuing to bless this ministry as He has been. But that's why I must continue in the way He demands. He dictates.
Yes.
He ordained.
Yes. Glory.
Because it's His ministry.
God.
It all belongs to Him anyway.
Holy name.
Yes.
So, Lord God, we just come today as your family. I thank you, Lord God, for all the beautiful praises that we heard, for all the beautiful words of encouragement that went forth from your anointed servants, God. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that your people, Lord, will have a better understanding of doing Christmas differently, that we would not get caught up in the Black Fridays and the Cyber Mondays and the Super Saturdays, Lord God, but we will remember that you are who we are trying to please. You are the one that we want to honor. You are the one that we want to smile and be glorified. Lord, I pray for every listener. Lord, I pray that they receive something, Lord, that they can make personal and apply to their everyday life so that they might live a more abundant life right now.
Yeah.
Lord, we have to start living that abundant life instead of acting as though we're not going to receive it until we get to the kingdom. You told us we can live in it. You died for us to have a more abundant life right now.
Yeah.
So, Lord, may we stand on your holy word, pray according to your holy word, and love one another as your holy word has commanded us, so that through us, others may see you. They may know you. They may understand you.
Yes.
And, Lord, I pray this and all other things in the mighty matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let the beautiful saints of God say amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
You have been hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, hallelujah, for this Sunday, December the 12th, hallelujah. And we just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for what you're doing again in our lives. And we just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, that what you are doing, and what you're going to do. I believe that this is going to be a most prosperous, most blessed, most anointed year that the people of God have ever seen if they would only believe, if they would only pray expecting their miracle, if they would only pray expecting their blessing, if they would live a life that is worthy, that will place them in a position to receive all that God has for them. So we just, once again, we pray that you have a beautiful and blessed week. We'll be coming at you next week, but in the meantime, we pray that you have a beautiful, blessed holiday season, whether it be Hanukkah. We're going to get to Christmas. We're going to go through Kwanzaa. So we celebrate it all here because we include We're inclusive here. So we just want you to know in all your ways, acknowledge Christ. And we're going to have Mother Mitchell come forth and read us the benediction, and I will dismiss you from the service.
Amen. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Once again, we want to thank all of you for listening. I want to thank all the beautiful servant leaders. I want to thank my beautiful sister for dropping by again today and just coming on in the room and making her presence known. Glory to God. Thank you, my dear sister. I just want to thank Apostle Zeta for always being in the house, being ready to pray.
Yeah.
Pray the roof off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Apostle. I want to thank my dear sister, Michelle, for coming on out with that strong invitation. I thank God for my sister, Minister Tina, and, of course, Minister Gladys, who prayed up a storm to jump this thing off. We just pray that you enjoyed yourself, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from we pray that you continue to have a beautiful, blessed, and safe week. And from our house to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, Jesus loves you, but so do we. God bless you. Until we speak again, everybody. Family, you were phenomenal.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone. Amen. You were so great. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
I love you.
See you soon, everybody. I'm in California.
Okay. Amen. Amen.